Buenos días, cabrones. Buenos días, cabrones. Hey, I hope you all can hear me. I think I fixed my mic. So mic check. Let me know if the mic sounds better. I think it does. On Zoom, it sounds amazing. Sounds good on Zoom, but I don't know how it sounds on YouTube. Maybe I need to do something, tweak it out a little bit. I don't know. But I hope everyone's doing well. I got to tell you, folks, there is so much going on, man. The intensity is picking up, and we all feel it. We all know it, and I'm excited. I'm excited because I think we're coming into the Cuban Missile Crisis or the type crisis that Juan O. Saban has talked about many, many times on my show and many other shows, and I believe it's here. I think it's coming. Oh, yeah, it's coming. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod 1977. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. Venmo D-Rod 1977. I answer questions on there. Nino's Corner.tv, folks. Look, I'm getting destroyed with usage charges because everyone's binging on my videos. So my texts were like, why don't you hire the price? Why don't you hire the price? Let's at least charge, you know, $5-6, man, to keep up with these usage charges because they're killing me. They are killing me, folks. But I said, no, I'm not going to do it because I want to put out the information. I think $3.99 a cup of coffee, like I've always promised, is good enough. So I'm not going to gouge my subscribers. So if you want to go to ninoscorner.tv and subscribe, it's only $3.99 a month. And I keep the videos up there for about 2 months. And then take them down. The reason why, folks, is because the usage charges kick my ass. They're cutting in the like 20-30% of the profits. It's killing me. But I'm gonna keep my promise at $3.99 a month. So the donations do help, folks. If you don't think they do, they do. Thank you, Stacy. Yeah, donations are keeping me afloat with all this. When the lights go out, folks. When the lights go out on Amazon. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, where she slums it with a Mexican. And it's pretty good. I think both books are good. I'm trying to get to 500 reviews. So any kind of review, as long as it's an honest review, it helps, folks. It helps me. All right, folks, it's that time. Keto with Nino, baby. Oh, yeah. There's a secret diet. There's a secret diet that many celebrities. Sellouts. Celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, baby, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. I'm on the keto diet myself, and I think I'm losing weight, folks. I've lost like 7 pounds. I cycle on this stuff. I'm on the keto diet myself, but progress can be slow because it takes time for the body to stop using energy for carbs. That's why I've switched to this amazing keto powder. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with traditional keto diet. So results like a boosted metabolism come sooner for me. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with Nino is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off. Free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to Keto with Nino or hit the link below, folks. Hit the link below. Spotify, baby. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. Truth Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter is Nino Boxer. And, of course, we got Bing right there, Patriot Wear. Patriot Wear is where you can get a nice, cool mug like Sancho. Oh, the coffee's good today. It's nice and strong. I'm going to bring it today, folks. I appreciate anyone using the Super Chat, the Venmo, the whole thing. It's much appreciated. Folks. Juan O. Saban is up on ninoscorner.tv right now, and it's good. I co-host that with my buddy Ron Partain, and it's up on ninoscorner.tv right now. Jesse Sobota, you saw a glimpse of her video last night. The full The really in-depth video is up on Nino's Corner today. I'm going to put it up today, ninoscorner.tv. Steve Bannon, baby. Steve Bannon was on the show. he talked about how he knew me a couple of years ago when I was drinking my face off. And, he says I look better now, so I feel better about myself. Steve Bannon was on the show. It was an amazing show. The guy is just – I love Steve Bannon. I know his nephews really well, Sean and Jack Bannon. We send memes to each other sometimes. They're good. It's fun. So that was a fun interview. Steve Bannon was on the show. That's going to be on ninoscorner.tv Thursday. I got the ghost today, folks. The ghost is making an appearance again. again. Why did I say that? Oh, boy. Bull Pony's coming on. He's convinced something's going to happen soon. Everyone's pushing this date out there. I don't like to be the predictor of these dates, but everyone's pushing out September 23rd, 24th. And Bo Pony's coming on. I think I'm having him on the 26th. He's like, I want to come on after those dates. I'm like, but I don't like to be – I'm not big on predictions because I've had my ass handed to me before. Thank you, Gerald. Thank you, Eleanor. You guys are awesome. I also have Vera – Slarov, I think her name is. I butcher everyone's last name, but it's she's coming on. Holocaust survivor. I didn't even know these people were around anymore. But she's coming on, Holocaust survivor. So I got an all-star lineup on ninoscorner.tv, baby. And how do you guys like this shirt, Dead Man Mocking? Obviously, this is a Juan O'Savin shirt. They sent it to me. You can get it on 107 Daily, baby. Coming at you live from the apocalypse. Yeah, here in El Paso, Texas, baby. Come and get it. Come and get some, motherfuckers. Yeah. Wake up every morning like that, and you'll start your day off beautifully, folks. When did David get so crazy? I've always been crazy. I just take it out on YouTube now. I'm a YouTuber. I'm a fucking YouTuber. Life throws you curveballs. I never would have thought I'd be doing this. Not in a million years. But I'm not going back to drinking, so this is a good thing. So Biden welcomes World War III, folks. He welcomes World War III. Remember when people were saying how Trump is a hothead and he's going to be the one that kicks off World War III? I do. That was just yesterday. Those 4 years of winning. Those 4 years of beauty. But at least we upset the apple cart and we got Hillary out of there. So that was a big victory. And what I'd like to say is happening now is the red pilling of America. Honestly, folks, the more I think about this with Biden being in there, I don't think now, looking at it, hindsight 2020, I don't think it could have gone any other way. I think it needs to be this way. We need to red pill America. People need to get on board with what's going on here. And it needs to happen this way. So you've got to see what happens when a regime like this is in charge. And that's what we're seeing. And it sucks. It's horrible. Especially for people who are awake and understand what's going on. But you got to wake up everybody. All the normies have got to get on board. So if you have any liberal friends, send them my video. Send him my video. Oh, boy. So it wasn't so long ago that liberals were like, oh, you got to get the nuclear codes away from Trump. He's insane. He's crazy. Look what's happened with Biden. Are you nuts? Look at this shit show. And this is who you voted for? Okay. Biden vows to defend Taiwan from Chinese invasion and declares the boogeyman pandemic over in a 60 minutes interview, a deep state 60 minutes interview. That's what we should call them. The deep state 60 minutes interview. President Joe Biden said the U.S. military would defend Taiwan if the island was invaded by Chinese forces in a broad ranging interview on CBS 60 minutes broadcast on Sunday, where he also said that the boogeyman pandemic was now over How is it over? How does all of a sudden is it magically over? Is it because everyone got this? Nah, that's not why. It's because they decided it's time for it to be over. You go to a store. I go to the grocery store, and I still see the occasional dumbass wearing his face diaper and walking around scared of life. Just scared of life. I saw a guy crossing the street the other day wearing latex gloves and a fucking face diaper, and it's just an umbrella. And I'm like, you're allergic to the earth. You're allergic to the earth. Prior to this, Biden said the U.S. still adheres to the One China policy and is not encouraging Taiwan to seek independence, but added Taiwan makes their own judgments. First of all, he works for China, so he wants the war. This is all engineered. This is all engineered. It's so easy to see. So basically, China, I expect to make a move at any time. I would suspect, I don't like predictions, but I'm going to say, hey, wouldn't you say probably this year? I think a lot of things are going to happen. I'm expecting anything. I think we could see a Trump arrest. We could see an invasion of Taiwan. And you need to understand, hold on, wait a minute. If Biden is declaring that he's going to use the military for Taiwan, then how's Trump? Juan explains this. It all goes to Cheyenne. The highest level, okay? And I can't get into it here on YouTube. Juan explains it pretty well on NinosCorner.tv. So following the interview, a White House official clarified Washington's official policy on Taiwan has not changed. I'm wondering how the liberals feel about this. How do you feel about this? How do you feel that if China decides to go after Taiwan, and we're going to go help them? None of this happened when Trump was in office. None of it. But he was mean. Okay. He was mean. He was an asshole. But you can accept World War III, huh? You like that. Just as long as they're not mean about it. We got to be nice. Even though World War III is coming, we still got to be nice to each other. Who cares if a nuclear bomb goes off? That's okay. Just don't hurt my feelings. I don't care if people are vaporized by a nuclear blast. As long as you use the right pronouns, okay? That's it. Use the right pronouns, let a nuclear bomb go off. That's a good trade. U.S. faces unprecedented nuclear threat from allied China and Russia, folks. Yep, buried beneath the earth in the vast deserts of Western China, there are hundreds of new missile silos slated to hold deadly payloads. Some of them will house conventional weapons, others nuclear, and Western leaders don't know which is which. That is because China's reigning communist regime co-locates its nuclear and conventional missiles, mixing them together and placing them under the same command centers. Thank you, Texas Nurse. The Chinese Communist Party's rush to build these new missile silos and to construct nuclear weapons to occupy them corresponds to the regime's efforts to cement its leadership over a burgeoning bloc of anti-Western states that seek to end U.S. hegemony in world affairs. According to several experts, China's nuclear expansion combined with its de facto alliance with Russia will have far-reaching consequences for U.S. nuclear strategy. And the United States is not prepared for the change. Of course they're not. Look who we have in office. We would be prepared. But nah. We got numbnut. Walmart, folks. Walmart. Why are Walmart and other major U.S. retailers canceling billions of dollars in orders as summer comes to an end? Do they know something that they aren't telling us? As you will see below, Walmart, Target, and other major U.S. retailers are literally canceling billions of dollars in orders ahead of the coming holiday season. I have never heard of such a thing happening before, and under normal conditions, it wouldn't make any sense at all. The holiday season is typically the busiest time of the year for retailers. And at this time in 2021, they were actually a great deal concerned that there wouldn't be inventory due to global supply chain problems. But now everything has changed. All of a sudden, major retailers are feverishly canceling orders. And this could make sense if a severe economic downturn was imminent. So what's going to happen? Why are they canceling orders going into the holiday season? Now, I'm going to have a friend named Vion, who's a financial expert, saying, hey, Dave, relax. This is all normal. Well, not normal, but it is what it is because of hyperinflation. And they're canceling orders such as Xboxes, things of that nature, luxury items. They're not really canceling necessities, but I'm going to have him on to explain this. So we'll find out, folks. You're with me on this. I lay it out for you all to play it out. We're going to find this out together. John David Rainey, Walmart's EVP and CFO, said it had cleared most summer inventory, was reducing exposure in electronics, home, and sporting goods, and canceled billions of dollars of orders to realign inventories. He said, our actions in Q3 will allow us to make significant progress towards rationalizing absolute levels and mix, which will enable our stores to be well-positioned ahead of the holiday season, folks. So I guess little Timmy's not going to get his Xbox, huh? Oh, boy. Did you guys like the Jesse Sobota interview I had on? I catch a lot of hell for those. I catch a lot of hell with a lot of my guests. Dave, I think you're going deep state. I think you're a shill. Oh, boy. You can't win. You just can't win with some of these people. I mean, it's pretty insane. I see now why, like, a lot of people who are in the limelight stay inside and they don't ever leave their fucking house, I swear. K-Steel dossier source confirms he was paid by FBI for years. Okay? I like this shirt. K-Steel? K-Steel dossier. Gosh, man. Why am I reading so fucked up? K-Steel dossier confirms he was paid by FBI for years. A key source for the anti-Donald Trump dossier paid for by Democrats has confirmed that he was on the FBI's payroll for years. Igor Donchenko, who provided information to the dossier's author, Christopher Steele, was a vital source of information to the U.S. government during the course of his cooperation and was relied upon to build other cases and open other investigations, lawyer for Donchenko said in a filing lodged in federal court in Virginia. Special Counsel John Durham recently disclosed that Donchenko was a conditional human informant for the FBI from March 2017 to October 2020. Interesting, isn't it? How all of this now is coming out. Oh, boy. What about what Trump said about the FBI? Just ignore him. What? Whoa. Okay, folks. Just ignore him. Fuck him. I don't know. I don't think that's really good advice, but shows you where he's coming from. Shows you where he's coming from. He's taunting the bull, as Juan07 says on my fucking, NinosCorner.tv. He's taunting the bull. He's saying, come on. Yeah. Come on. Do it. Because he has that dagger, and as the bull comes forward, bam, bitch. Boom. Come on. That's what Trump is doing right now. There's a method to his madness. They're going after everybody. Mike Lindell. They are desperate, folks. They're in a desperate situation. Panic moves. And I know we're coming into it, baby. Strap on your seatbelts. Buckle up. It's going to get bumpy. Trump lawyers acknowledge Mar-a-Lago probe could lead to indictment. So they acknowledge this. The Justice Department and lawyers for Donald Trump filed separate proposals Monday for conducting an outside review on documents seized at the former president's Mar-a-Lago home, with key disagreements of over how the process should work, and Trump's team acknowledging that the criminal probe could lead to an indictment. Both sides referenced a draft plan given to them by Judge Raymond Deary, the newly appointed special master. And we talked about this with Jesse Sobota in the last video. It's interesting. It's interesting. Is this going to be an MOAB, a mother of all bombs? We'll see. Trump's lawyers expressed concern that Deary posed questions about the documents that the judge who appointed Deary has left unasked, arguing that Trump might be left at a legal disadvantage if he unanswered them at this stage of the process. Specifically, the legal team objected to what it said was Deary's request that it disclose specific information regarding declassification to the court and to the government. Come on. Arbiter in Trump doc's probe signals intent to move quickly. So the arbiter in the Trump doc probe signals intent to move quickly. The independent arbiter tasked with inspecting documents seized in an FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home said Tuesday he intends to push briskly through the review process and appeared skeptical of the Trump team's reluctance to say whether it believed the records had been declassified. We're going to proceed with what I call responsible dispatch. Raymond Deary, a veteran Brooklyn judge, told lawyers for the Trump and Justice Department in their first meeting since his appointment last week as a so-called special master. The purpose of this meeting was to sort out next steps in a review process expected to slow by weeks, if not months, the criminal investigation into the retention of top secret information at Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House. As special master, Deary will be responsible for sifting through the thousands of documents recovered during the August 8th FBI search and segregating any that might be protected by claims of executive privilege or attorney-client privilege. I feel like it's this is an entire sting operation, man. That's what I'm seeing here. That's what I'm fucking seeing here. It's fucking genius. It's genius. These people are so fucked. Like, I don't think they understand the level of fuckness that they're going into. This dude's a genius. You can't out-chess this guy. They're playing checkers. He's playing chess. It's, you know, being around people that are asleep, and I just said this to my friend the other day, being around people that are asleep is like being around, let's say you were a part of like a checkers club, and then you started learning how to play chess, and then your friends from checkers still tried to talk to you about checkers, and you're like, dude, I'm playing chess now. And they're like, yeah, but if you just jump this guy, and you're like, no, I'm playing chess now. I play chess. I'm learning how to play chess. My mind is stimulated with chess. That's like what's going on right now. When you're talking to someone who's asleep, they're still talking about checkers. And you're like, dude, the chess game is so fucking elaborate and so intrinsic. And you got to have an intellect to do it. You got to see 3-5 moves ahead. And they're like, huh? You're like, forget it. I'm just going to exit. I'm just going to go this way. Have fun. Enjoy your day. That's what it feels like. When I see people wearing face diapers and they try to talk to me, they're like playing Connect Four. It's bad. It's bad. Fed set to reveal pain coming, folks. Fed is set to reveal pain coming. Yeah. In next stage of inflation fight, Federal Reserve officials are about to put numbers on the pain. They've been warning in recent weeks when they published new projections for the economy, which could show a substantial rise in interest rates and unemployment ahead of the estimated price tag for reducing inflation. How you liking socialism, folks? How's your liberal friends? Are they loving it? Are they loving this? Oh, they're not going to be able to buy a house anymore because interest rates are going to go over 8%. But it's good because he's not mean. He's not mean. He's fucking us in the ass with a smile. There's a difference. He's not mean. He's retarded. Oh, yeah. Oh. I don't like to be around anybody anymore. I tell you what, folks, even my own friends, the normie friends, Dave, what's going on? I don't get it. If you don't get it by now, please leave me alone. Please, just go away. Go away. Go away. And here, folks, they're already telling you before they do it. And I get some of this propaganda because, you know, you got to pay attention to what the liberal syndicates are putting out there. So when I say they're already telling you before they do it, this is what I'm talking about. Fox News. Ooh, Deep State Fox. Is that who you're talking about? Yeah, Fox News. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fox News power rankings. Democrats build momentum. But GOP still has the advantage. They're making it realistic for what they're going to do. They're conditioning you prior to what they're going to do. We all know what they're going to do. Don't put it on here. Don't put it on here. The ghost, huh? The House is in play for the first time this cycle as Democrats continue to build momentum. But the GOP remains the favorite to take control. This edition of the Deep State Fox News, I put that in there myself. Deep State Fox News power rankings looks at shifts toward Democrats. Really? They're just happy with the gas prices, fucking inflation, everything. All right. Toward Democrats in 9 battleground House races and two key Senate races. Meanwhile, the GOP makes gains in the Georgia and Oregon governor races. We'll give them that. We'll give them that. Republicans can expect a 13-seat majority in the latest House forecast, a total of 231 seats, leaving the Democrats with a 14-seat deficit, 204 seats. These numbers reflect a shift of 3 seats away from the GOP since August, while the trend line favors Democrats. 13 seats means the Republicans would hold a comfortable governing majority. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will want to keep that figure in the double digits as election day approaches. Captured operations, captured everything. Supreme Court, Congress, everything is captured. What do you guys think of Mike Pompeo? Mike Pompeo, what's your thoughts on Mike Pompeo? Thank you, David. I needed this so bad this morning. What'd you need so bad this morning? I can't do much from here. Mike Pompeo tests the 2024 presidential waters in New Hampshire. Really? This guy? Okay. Former Trump administration secretary of state and CIA director Mike Pompeo was in New Hampshire testing the 2024 presidential waters with a visit to the New England Council's Politics and Eggs breakfast. The former congressman from Kansas didn't have much to say about his former boss. He didn't have much to say about Trump. But plenty to say about President Joe Biden, calling out Biden's September 1st speech to the nation that Pompeo said smeared half the country. In the speech, Biden accused so-called MAGA Republicans of being extremists. I tell you, folks, I'm expecting some kind of false flag. That I just there's something gonna happen between now and November. We all fucking feel it. And the comms that Trump has been putting out, holy shit. I like strong copy. Il Sancho. Get your coffee mug at Patriot Wear. Bing, right there. PatriotWear.com. Mark Zuckerberg's U.S. $71 billion wealth wiped out. Puts focus on Meta's woes. So Mark Zuckerberg's pivot into the metaverse has cost him dearly in the real world. So does your life suck that bad, for those of you that want to do this, that you have to go into an alternate virtual reality because your life just sucks here? And that's what they're doing. They're trying to pull you into this AI. They're trying to pull you away from God, from what God gave you, this beautiful life, to make of it of what you will. But does it suck here so bad that you need to join the metaverse? You know, I don't know. Even in a rough year, so Mark Zuckerberg's pivot into the metaverse has cost him dearly in the real world. Even in a rough year for just about every U.S. tech titan, the wealth erased from the chief executive officer of Meta Platforms Inc. stands out. His fortune has been cut in half, and then some, dropping by $71 billion so far this year. The most among the ultra-rich tracked by the Bloomberg Billionaires Index at $55.9 billion. His net worth ranks 20th among global billionaires. Oh, you're just 20th among the billionaires? Oh, that's sad. His lowest spot since 2014 and behind three Waltons and two members of the Koch family, whatever the fuck, however you say it. So you're only the 20th richest billionaire? Oh, I'm sorry. What do you do with all that money? I mean, you can only live at one house at a time. You can only drive one car at a time. Oh, I'm sounding like a socialist, aren't I? I better stop that. Is it just a coincidence that five red heifers have arrived in Israel as Jewish leaders prepare for a new Shemitah cycle? Am I saying that right? Shemitah cycle? I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody. That's just what I do. All right. So a major prophetic event just happened, and hardly anyone in the United States is talking about it. In recent years, a group of Western Christians known as Bone Israel has been working with officials from the Temple Institute to search for a perfect red heifer. A red heifer is necessary in temple sacrifices are to be reinstituted, but one hasn't been seen in Israel for over 2,000 years. This is something that I've written about in a few times over the years because it directly relates to end times prophecies, folks. For a long time, the search for a perfect red heifer seemed to be going nowhere. But now all that has changed. On September 15th, five perfect red heifers from the United States landed at Ben Gurion Airport. The following comes from the official website of the Temple Institute. I once had an encounter with a red heifer, folks. She catfished me. Beware of people that just show their face on their profile pic, folks. You don't know what the rest looks like. She looked like a beautiful redhead. And then I met her, and I ended up taking her to Golden Corral Buffet. I said, don't worry. Well, don't worry. I like buffets, too. So I took her to Golden Corral. So... male politicians are pushing women to receive abortions to be punished with prison time. A businessman turned state representative from rural Oil City, Louisiana, and a Baptist pastor band together earlier this year on a radical mission. They were adamant that a woman who receives an abortion should receive the same criminal consequences as one who drowns her baby. Under the bill, they promoted pregnant people could face murder charges, even if they were raped, or doctors determined the procedure was needed to save their own life. Oh man, I see this type of stuff, man. I don't know. Doctors who attempted to help patients conceive through in vitro fertilization, a fertility treatment used by millions of Americans, could also be locked up for destroying embryos. And certain contraceptions such as Plan B would be banned. Okay, at this point, to me, man, you all do what you want with this, but to me, this is bullshit. That's how I see this. This is just, sometimes I think these pastors, And I'm just going to say this, you know, I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for it, but it's almost like a narcissistic platform to where they feel they can judge you. They can judge you and damn you to hell if you don't go along with their version of the Bible. I know a lot of these guys. If you don't believe how they believe, you're going to hell, son. God told me you're going to hell. I'll see you there. Border news, folks. Border news. In 2019, the Mexican Navy intercepted a ship. And this was in 2019, folks. 2019. Imagine now. Imagine everything that's coming over now. So, in 2019, the Mexican Navy intercepted a ship with 52,000 pounds of fentanyl being shipped from the Shanghai to Sinaloa. So, they intercepted a ship with 52,000 pounds of fentanyl being shipped from Shanghai to Sinaloa. To go where? Where do you think? Who's the biggest consumer of these drugs? America. That was enough fentanyl to kill 11.5 billion people. Okay? That was enough fentanyl to kill 11.5 billion people. That's like double the Earth's population about. China's mass production of fentanyl is part of the CCP's unrestricted warfare program to take down the United States without ever firing a bullet. Last year, more Americans died from fentanyl than gun and auto-related deaths combined. This is serious. Open border policies kill Americans. In other border news, the Democrat mayor of El Paso, Oscar, I think it's Oscar Leeser. He's such a good boy. Oscar, that's his commercials here in El Paso. You see him every now and then. My Oscar. He has his mom on there. Oh, my Oscars. He's such a good boy. I got to give him credit, folks. He's a Democrat lawyer. And he just sent 55 plus buses of illegal immigrants to New York City. 55 plus buses to New York City. Have fun. What are we doing with all the... We're going to New York City. Orale, let's go. Venezuela empties prisons. This is serious. Venezuela is emptying prisons. They're emptying their prisons and sending them to the United States. Not to our prisons. No. You got to wonder who's in the take on this. Who's telling them, hey, empty your prisons and send them to the U.S. border. Said in a DHS report. So Venezuela is emptying hardened criminals. And they're tough over there, folks. Let me tell you, they don't fuck around. Violent criminals to the U.S. border. That's what's coming here. I'd like to see some liberals take them in. Send those guys to Martha's Vineyard. Migrant arrest at southwestern border hit yearly record, folks. Has hit a yearly record. The number of arrests of undocumented immigrants at the southwestern border reached a yearly record in August, according to data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. Arrests at the southern border were at, geez, is this real? Now, folks, I'm reading this number for the first time. Arrests on the southern border were at 2,150,244 in the 11 months leading up to August, according to CBP data released Monday. That's insane. Those numbers are astronomical. 2,150,244. Holy shit. Fight or flight, Biden challenges DeSantis to come to Delaware himself amid border battle. President Joe Biden welcomed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to visit Delaware amid reports that he is shipping immigrants there. He should come visit. We have a beautiful shoreline, Biden quipped when asked by reporters. I mean, that didn't even make fucking sense. DeSantis has declined to confirm reports that he is sending immigrants near Biden's Delaware house on Tuesday. Last week, he shipped roughly 50 immigrants to Martha's Vineyard as part of his Republican initiative to throw shade at Democrats for the influx of immigrants at the southern border. Couldn't Greg Abbott and DeSantis do more? I just sending immigrants on buses. I mean, it just seems to me like, can't you call in the National Guard and stop this horse shit? I mean, isn't that the better option? Why are you just sending them out? It seems like a publicity stunt to me. And it's kind of like just fucking dumb. It's like, take care of the fucking problem. Ah, what do I know? What do I know? What do I know? Folks, give me a thumbs up if I'm doing it right. This is actually pretty hard to do three times a week, believe it or not. Like, it's not easy to put together these shows Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It takes a toll on a man. Am I doing all right? You rock. Thank you so much. DeSantis is desperate. Deep State. Oh. Yeah, who knows? I'm watching him. I'm watching Deep State. I'm watching DeSantis. We'll see. I'm not sold on him. Thank you very much, guys. It really means a lot to me. Yes. All right. Why is China suddenly deploying robots in all its factories rather than a human workforce? Back in 2021, China deployed just under half of heavy-duty industrial robots, fortifying the country's stature as the leading manufacturer of robots internationally. The latest report of the Wall Street Journal has now revealed that the Communist Party-backed China deployed, an end number of robots in all its factories the past year compared to other parts of the world. The report claimed that the purpose behind it, this push is to speed up its automation and sturdy manufacturing dominance, even as its workforce is reducing to a large extent. Back in 2021, the overall volume of the shipments of industrial robots escalated to 45%, which is around more than 2,043,000, according to the data published by International Federation of Robotics. The country installed twice as many robots as did the industry all through Europe and the U.S. Wow. So they're getting rid of human beings and replacing them with robots. I told you that was coming. And I told you that was one of the reasons. That was one of the reasons for the boogeyman. Was why? So they can reset the workforce. Makes sense to me. And replace them with AI. There's always a method to the madness, folks. Nothing happens by accident. Nothing. Nothing is just, oops, how'd that happen? Doesn't happen that way. They meticulously plan this shit ahead of time. Problem, reaction, solution. It's a real thing. It's what they do. Celebrities, folks, I'm going to have a shirt come out on Patriot Wear called Celebrities Equal Sellouts. And it's just, let's call them what they are. Let's just call, stop fucking looking up to these people. They just sell out better than anybody else. They suck dick better than anybody else. They take it up the ass better than anybody else. They drink baby's blood better than anybody else. Ha! How you like me now? So celebrities coming back to the White House after Trump drought. Remember, folks, celebrities equal sellouts. That's what we're going to start calling them now on this show. Celebrities are back at the White House following pop culture backlash during the Trump years, when just about anyone considered high wattage refused to show up. So any real celebrity declined to sell up to Trump's White House, but now they're flocking to Joe Biden's White House. Rocker Elton John is bringing his farewell tour to the South Lawn on Friday. The White House announced Tuesday, 1 week after singer James Taylor and host Jonathan and Drew Scott of HGTV's Property Brothers helped celebrate a new health care and climate change law. All they are tools for the deep state. That's all a celebrity is. And they got a lot of dirt on these people, folks, so they can control them. So when you see people like Elton John and these people showing up on the White House lawn,
to play the piano.
They're being used. They're tools. They are tools for the cattle, the rest of the herd, to look at and go, moo. Okay. Oh, Elton John likes them. John is among a slew of entertainers who refused to perform for then-President Donald Trump. Oh, okay. That's just makes me fucking sick. In what the fuck news, folks. These glasses fog up a lot. NY1 meteorologist Eric Adame, I'm going to say Adame is his last name, I think, pens apology after being terminated for appearance on adult cam website. So this guy, Eric Adame, meteorologist for Spectrum News NY1, said that he was terminated from his position after he secretly appeared on an adult cam website. Secretly? You showed your face! I am taking this opportunity to share my truth rather than let others control the narrative of my life, Adame wrote in an Instagram post on Monday. Despite being a public figure and being on television in the biggest market in the country in front of millions of people 5 days a week for most of the decade and a half, I secretly appeared on an adult cam website. On this site, I acted out my compulsive behaviors while at home by performing on camera for other men. Ah, boy. It was 100% consensual on both of our parts. I wasn't paid for this. And it was absurd of me to think I could keep this private. Nonetheless, my employer found out and I was suspended and then terminated. Adame was let go from the news outlet late last week. Start an OnlyFans. Start an OnlyFans, Eric. Start an OnlyFans. That's where your future's going now, buddy. OnlyFans. You'll probably get paid more doing that. So Adame was let go from the news outlet late last week. Spectrum News NY1 declined comment. In his Instagram post, Adame wrote, "First and foremost, I unequivocally apologize to my employers at Spectrum, my coworkers, my audience, my family, and my friends for any embarrassment or humiliation I caused you." You didn't cause them any humiliation. You caused yourself humiliation, buddy. Yeah. You expect and deserve better from me. We don't expect anything from you. We don't expect shit. Nothing. I don't care. It's just funny. You are now what the fuck material on the Nino Show, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh. He added, "I can't take it back. I can't change what I did, but I'm getting professional help and I need so I can make appropriate decisions that don't affect those that deeply I care about, as well as for my career as I move forward in my life." I'm doing my best here, folks. I'm doing my best. I don't know what this is. I don't know how a boxer goes to reading the news. I don't know. I don't know how this happened. I don't know what's going on. Steve Bannon was fire, and that's on ninoscorner.tv, folks. It was fire. they wanted to do a brawl at the wall fight, right? And they wanted me to fight. So he talks about how they tried to get me to do that, you know, like get back in the ring, you know, like get in there again. And it wasn't happening. I'm getting old, folks. I'm getting old. But I take my collagen and I do my keto, baby. Oh, yeah. Coffee company coming real soon. Rangers Essentials Coffee Company is fuck. It's dope. It's dope. My buddy started it. It looks really cool. Go to ninoscorner.tv if you want to see the Steve Bannon interview. I have Alex Jones up there. I have Juan O'Savin. I'm having the ghost. Everybody goes on ninoscorner.tv. It's the deep state war, folks, and it's your one-stop shop. I love all of you. I will see you Friday, folks. I will be here Friday. And I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Yeah. Bring it. Let's go. We're coming into it, folks. Buckle up. Be ready. Get ready. If you're not ready, start getting ready. You know what to do. If you pay attention to my show, go to ninoscorner.tv to learn more. Later, folks. I'm out of here.